Nolte, Left Panics Over Hispanic Support for Trump. By John Nolte on February 19, 2020. Support among Hispanics for President Trump sits at 30%, and the media are still freaking out over it. That is higher than the percentage of the Hispanic vote Mitt Romney earned in 2012, and about even with John McCain in 2008. The far-left Atlantic is alarmed enough that it poured hundreds and hundreds of words all over the problem. Having worked at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus during the Obama administration, I am firmly aware of the power of the Latino vote, and so I have been watching these numbers with alarm. In an election that will likely come down to the smallest margins of victory, the consistent support for Trump from a small, but vocal, subset of Latino voters is a real threat to Democrats. If unchanged, this dynamic could have devastating repercussions for Latinos, and for the country as a whole. How pathetic. I mean, honestly, how ignorant does one have to believe a group of Americans should all be voting the same way based only on skin color and ethnicity? This mentality not only displays an ignorance of human nature, but of history. Over and over again, we have watched ethnic groups lose their ethnic tribalism as they become assimilated into the American system. Over time, Italians, the Irish, and others have broken free of pack mentality to view themselves simply as Americans. And with this sociological change, their voting patterns fall in line with other assimilated groups. The same is coming true with Hispanics. Watch this. This truth is why the media and Democrats, but I repeat myself, work so hard to keep Black Americans feeling like others in America, like perpetual victims. The demonic effort the left puts towards keeping Blacks separate from the American system, special schools, pop culture outlets, etc., is all about survival. If more than 20% of Blacks ever break away from the Democrat plantation, the Democrat Party is done as a national party. The human nature aspect, though, is especially revealing, and because I'm married to a Mexican immigrant, I can at least speak to that experience. My wife was born in Mexico. English is her second language. She did not become an American citizen until she reached her 20s. Nevertheless, she is not only wholly Americanized, but as someone who followed the rules, she is a firm supporter of Trump's immigration policies. If you want to offend my wife, just try and hyphenate her Americanism. She's not a Mexican-American or Hispanic-American, she's an American-American. This doesn't mean she denies her Mexican heritage or even tries to hide it. The music, the food, the language, the traditions are still a part of her life, and by osmosis they have become a part of mine, a welcome part. Only an ignorant fool would look at the color of my wife's skin and automatically assume she should vote and think a certain way, and if you want to get an earful, try it. I'm sure you don't like the way Trump treats your people, the condescending leftist will sometimes ask her. My people are Americans, my wife shoots back, and to become an American I followed the rules, filled out the paperwork, paid the fees, waited in the long lines, and now that I'm an American I want to know who's in my country. She also resents Mexicans who come here to make America more like Mexico. If these people want to live in Mexico, they should live in Mexico, not break into my country to try and change it. It's really that simple. Like all of us, she wants to see illegals treated humanely. But she also wants them deported, and she would be fine with deporting journalist Jorge Ramos, as well, who she sees as an open borders cancer on a country she loved enough to adopt. People are people. Trump understands that, which is why he will probably do much better with Black and Hispanic Americans in 2020. Like all people, they don't want to be pandered to. What they want are jobs and rising incomes, all of which Trump is delivering. But the idea that just because someone's skin is brown they are okay with being invaded by illegals who steal jobs and depress the wages of law-abiding Americans, is simply nuts. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.